I didn't want to just be a bodybuilding champion. I wanted to be the best bodybuilder of all times. Dig deep down and ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. I'm talking about figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy. You have to think outside the box. That's what I believe. After all, what is the point of being on this earth if all you want to do is be liked by everyone and avoid trouble? I didn't want to just be a bodybuilding champion. I wanted to be the best.
What is up, a Train It Right gang? It has been another week on, I guess, lockdown-ish. Although the world is, quite frankly, pretty much back to normal, or the new normal. I've ate at a patio. I have gotten to the mall. What else have I done? I've just kind of felt a little more normal. I don't know. Besides, like, masks and quote-unquote social distancing. Drinking coffee out of my Wonder Woman mug that one of my clients got for me. But, yeah. What a week it has been. Honestly, guys, again, another one of those weeks full of highs and lows, ups and downs, positives and negatives. But, again, life goes on no matter what. And today's topics, honestly, on the podcast, I'm going to dive into a couple of different things that are honestly just on my mind. And again, speaking freely on this podcast, I don't have anything planned. I sit down with my coffee and my mic and talk about what is on my mind each week. And quite frankly, it's terrifying speaking into this microphone, sitting here by myself in my office with my dogs. Speaking of which, Adonis is kind of sick, kind of concerned, but yeah, so there's that. And then, anyways, I'm going to dive into the podcast now. Thanks for tuning in. And if you would like, give this a little quick pause or scroll down, give me a little review, put some stars on it, share it with your friends, and just let everybody know that there's a new podcast out, available, and it's someone speaking real, someone speaking their mind, someone unfiltered, about health, fitness, love, life, just about life, right? Train It Right Life is what it's called, and that's kind of what this podcast is, and what I want it to become. First, I want to go over my social media as well. So give me a follow on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, or visit my website. Everything is Train It Right. I'm at Train It Right. And my website is www.trainitright.com. If you have any questions, concerns, there's a contact button on there. If you're inquiring a training, I am taking on online clients. Spots are very limited based on the fact that everyone's getting back to the gym, so things are moving forward quite quickly with that. With that being said, I think my first topic is going to be a little client related and a little, honestly, life related for all of us, especially right now. So things are changing and you need to stop complaining. I'm going to say that again. Things are changing. Stop complaining. Stop complaining about things that are out of your control. Things that you cannot dictate, you don't have a say in. There's a lot going on. You're going to have to book time at the gym going forward for most places. You're going to have to reserve a spot, work out an hour. Instead of complaining about it, take it as a challenge, embrace it, and make it happen. So what if you've got an hour? Great. That means you have more intense workouts. You're going to get more for your time during the day because you're going to get your workout in and out and you're going to get out of the gym. Simple as that. You need to adapt. Complaining isn't going to change your circumstance. It's not going to change any of our circumstances. This is the hand that God has dealt all of us. Coronavirus, COVID-19. It is not going anywhere anytime soon, I guess you can see that in the numbers where they're going back up. Some states are, I saw today, are even closing back down some of the restrictions that they had lifted. They're putting them back in place because people just aren't following what they should be, which is unfortunate. Do I agree with them closing it down? Maybe not. Do I want my life back? Yes. Is there anything I can do about it? No. Do I want to wear a mask everywhere I go? Nope. Am I going to have to? Probably. So I need to accept that. So do you. This is life as we know it right now. You can complain all you want. It's not going to change. And complaining never got anyone anything. The people who aren't complaining, adapting, moving on, enjoying what they can of their lives, and doing the best that they can with what they have. It's so easy for us to be negative. So easy for us to be negative, guys. It's a wild, wild world, right? We can be as negative as we want and live in that negativity and thrive in the negativity and everything seeing the glass is half empty instead of half full. It's such a sickening habit that our society has got into because we want things so instantaneously that if it's not, it's negative and it doesn't need to be. You have to recognize that you grow through what you go through and everything that happens to you happens for a reason. And usually it's to prepare you for what's coming up in your life next. And without going through the hardships and the negative sides of life, you can't get to the other side. You have to go over, through, around. The valleys are there, and they wouldn't be there. The mountains wouldn't be there if there wasn't for the valleys. So you go through those lows to get to those highs, is what I'm saying. And really, instead of being negative, we should retrain ourselves, me included. I mean, I'm guilty of living in the negativity. I am not always a positive person, and I'll speak on that after this, but you need to retrain yourself to be grateful. Grateful you're alive. Grateful that you're breathing. Grateful that you have a gym to go to, even if it's for an hour. Grateful to not be sick. Grateful to be alive, okay? Slim Thug's always posting these quotes on his Instagram, and he literally posted one today that was like, not in jail, check. Not shot, check. Not dead, check. Happy to be alive. Like, be happy. Be grateful. Grateful to be alive. Grateful to be going through things. Grateful to walk. I mean, when I tore my ACL, I never ever realized just what a blessing and an easy little thing that we just get up, stand up, walk away every day is. When you have a torn ACL, you can't just get up, stand up, and walk away. It's not that easy. And so you need to be grateful for the little things. You're breathing. You don't have coronavirus. You're able to go to a gym that is open. The gyms are open or will be open. So what if it's for an hour? Why are you complaining that it's for an hour? Your gym hasn't been open for how long? Okay, you get it done. Okay, there's people who have prepped this whole pandemic and they look their best ever. Did nothing but bands and used water jugs. So why are you so negative and complaining? Ask yourself that. Why? Why are you acting this way? Why are you holding yourself back? A lot of times that we don't succeed, it's because you are your own worst enemy. I can tell you every time that I was failing on a prep, it wasn't because of an external factor. It wasn't because of somebody else. It was because I was failing myself. I was failing my intensity, my effort, my dedication. I was failing my diet, my hydration, all things that I can control. And you can control your feelings. You can control those feelings of negativity. You can turn them around into feelings of being grateful and being positive and looking on the bright side of things and controlling what you can control. The biggest thing in life is to control the controllables, not complain about the uncontrollables. I'm going to say that again. Control the controllables, be grateful, end the negativity, and stop worrying about the things that you can't control. Okay? Simple, right? No, it's not simple. However, it's something to think about, right? And there's no better place to start. And I'm guilty of not being so great with this, but I am trying to be better, is daily affirmations. wake up, grab a pen, grab a notebook, write out 5 to 10 affirmations or things that you are grateful for. Today, I am grateful that my dogs are healthy, minus Adonis. He's okay, though. Today, I am grateful that I have a roof over my head. Today, I'm grateful that I'm able to drive a car. I'm able to drive a motorcycle. I'm grateful for the coffee that I am drinking right now because it is effing delicious. And there's millions of people who wake up in the world who don't even have water to drink. Meanwhile, I'm drinking some boozy-ass coffee out of a wonder... Well, hello. It's reminding me Canada Day is tomorrow. But I'm drinking some bougie-ass coffee out of a Wonder Woman fucking mug in a house in Burlington, Ontario. A little girl from Plastrock from a shack, basically, middle of nowhere, in a house with a backyard and fence, has a car, motorcycle, and lives by herself. It may not be the nicest house in the world, but it's a freaking house. Okay, if you saw the first house I grew up in, some of you guys know, I'm sure some of you are from Plastrock listening to this, you know what my grandmother's old house looked like. She lives in my great-grandfather's house now, but you know what the house looked like. Okay, listen, the thing was like a brown color on the outside-ish, like a stain. Like, listen, I am not privileged. I'm not white privileged, I'm not black privileged, I'm not privileged. I came from nothing. That can be a story for another day, but I'm sitting in Burlington with a freaking cup of coffee in a Wonder Woman mug. I have a car. I have a motorcycle. I have 2 expensive ass bulldogs. Maybe I'm not swimming in money. Maybe I'm barely paying my bills, but you know what? I'm grateful to have a roof over my head and to have these things, okay? Maybe it's not such a secure thing, but I'm here, right? I'm here. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for it. Happy. I got my pro card. I got my pro card in it when I was going through an abusive relationship, stressed to the freaking max, controlled, and I don't even know how I made it stage sometimes, guys. But I won my pro card under that stress. Can you imagine what a prep without stress would be like? Because my pro debut was still being stressed out by him. So the next time I get to prep, guys, I'm going to be a whole different beast. I'm just saying. And I'm grateful for that. Look. I wouldn't be the athlete that I am if I didn't go through that. You know, I learned a lot. I learned a lot about adversity, about being able to do whatever you put your mind to, no matter what the circumstances, and to not live in the negativity, right? I didn't live in the negativity. I kept pushing. Be grateful. Be grateful that you can do that, because there are people I know that would love to be able to do that, but they can't. They can't. For whatever reason, they can't. You should be grateful that you can do that. I was just checking for Sammy. So that's my first topic, is just to be grateful. You know, there's a whole wide world out there, guys. Just gotta be grateful you're part of it. So with that said, I'm gonna take a little break and just remind you guys to do review the podcast. It really helps me out. I'm not making any money off of this podcast. I literally am doing this because I feel like I have a lot to say. And the feedback, literally, guys, I'm so blown away. I haven't advertised it yet on my social media, on Instagram, really. I've put it in my story if people, like, post it or talk about it. But again, like, I haven't made a post about it. I'm still kind of shy. Like, I don't feel like I have enough episodes. I don't feel like it's not, like, I feel like it's still, like, a hot mess, right? But I shouldn't feel that way, because one of my episodes previous to this one, it was like just like getting it done, just doing it, right? Just making the move, 5-4-3-2-1 rule, get up, do it, right? And that's what happened with this podcast, is I was just literally been sitting on it, wanting to do it, and I 5-4-3-2-1, like, do it freaking now, during Corona, Alicia, stop making excuses, make it happen, and do it. So I did it. So I should post it and be confident about it. Right? But again, unfortunately, I'm drinking out of a Wonder Woman mug, but I'm not Wonder Woman. I don't always feel confident, okay? Just so you guys know, I don't. I might exude it. It might ooze from my bones and my social media, but, like, I'm scared to death. This is a podcast. This is me solo by myself ranting away and for people to criticize. This is 2020. This is what people do. Criticize. Pick apart. Eat you alive for simply existing. So yeah, I have my apprehensions about like advertising it, but if you found this podcast or if you're listening to it, you are a friend, you are a fan, you are someone who supports me, and I appreciate you. So share the podcast. Let's get it out there. Get the listens up, the downloads up, and I truly appreciate you. And the feedback has just been unreal. Like, I got a message today, and it's, I won't say the girl's name or anything, but I've gotten a bunch of messages like this too. And she's like, "Hey girl, totally random, but I just wanted to say I've been silently following you for a while. This is a newer account anyway, and your YouTube, and most recently your podcast. I need to edit YouTube, guys. I'm so sorry. I will make that a priority this week." And she goes on to say, "Just wanted to take the time to say your podcast is great in bold letters. I hope you keep going with it. You are real. I like that. Real. Which is very hard to find in this industry. And I can relate to it very much so. Keep grinding and killing it." And honestly, a lot of people have said that they can really relate to this and they really like what they had to say, or it hits a chord with them, or they're happy to found that this is like a real podcast. Like, I mean, I don't really know how to define real, but like, I don't like to bullshit. I don't like to sugarcoat things. I just literally speak my mind, and it's literally got me in so much shit sometimes. But I've also, when I hear messages like this, like, it makes me happy that I am who I am. You know, there was a time when I dated my ex that I suppressed who I was because he was embarrassed by it, upset that not everybody liked me. It was all about image because he was a narcissist, which was, at the time, I was like, oh my God, people don't like me. I never ever cared before you. Like, why should I care now? But because you get upset with me, I need to care. So like, I was like suppressing who I really was and not saying things, not doing things, not even singing songs into my Instagram story because he thought it was ridiculous. Like, I will never, ever compromise who I am for a person ever again. Sure, there's compromises in a relationship, but to completely compromise who you are, like, no. So anyways, I'm super grateful for messages like that, and super grateful that you guys can see that I don't like to bullshit, that I don't like to simply exist and be fluffy duffy and talk about booty bands and workouts. Like, cool, those things are cool. I love them. I appreciate them. I have friends who do that stuff. Cool. Good for you. It's not me. It's not what this podcast is about. It's not what my social media is about. It's not what my Instagram is about. Although I'm going to do some workout series, I think. That's another of my 5-4-3-2-1 that I want to record some workout series. And again, that's me stepping super outside of my realm because I'm not shredded. I'm not comfortable in this bigger body. Before I started competing, I used to be ripped at 125 pounds, always with abs. I was that girl, always with abs, okay? I always had abs. And let me tell you this, health isn't defined by abs. Your worth is not defined by abs. Your confidence should not be defined by your abs. I am a fucking badass. I'm a pro. I have clients who don't care if I'm shredded 24/7, 365. I've got a following that has been loyal AF for the real ones. I mean, it's weird. A lot of people are more males that follow me, it seems, but more females do listen to the podcast, which is interesting. I feel like I kind of touch base on everything for all walks of life. I am four races. I'm Trinidadian, Japanese, English, and Scottish. I am, you know, I'm trying to be me, and I don't want to be like everybody else. One thing I've always said, and anyone who's known me since I was little, is that I've never wanted to be like anybody else. When I ran track, I ran in a blue spandex suit. That was my lucky ass suit. It was Nike, and it was bright blue. Other people are just wearing, like, you know, black spandex, white shirt, little singlet, this, that. No, no. Your girl was bright. My high school graduation, my high school sweater. Everyone signed it. I blocked out my name, colored it in, and it's, like, three times the size of anybody else's signature. It's just who I am, okay? Some might call it an ego. I call it confidence. Not all the time. Let me rephrase that. I call it just me being me. Me being confident in who I am and enjoying who I am. And not giving a flying fuck if you, Joe Blow, nobody from Sudbury, likes it. I mean, it might be offensive. Ugh, I'm sorry if I offend you. Don't listen to me. Don't follow me. Don't like my stuff. I don't know. And it is what it is. But, wow, that was a rant. Welcome to Alicia's Rants. See, that's sometimes I totally, that's why it's hard for me again to follow a script for a podcast. I think in the future, I do need to get a second mic, and I want to learn how to have a guest. I would like to, I don't know how to do that. But if I do, I need the guests to be super interesting because my conversations go like left, right, center, and my thoughts kind of go over the map. And sometimes I even forget what I'm talking about. But yeah, that was my second topic. And actually, today we're going to get into a third topic just because it's on my mind. And I'm going to need a drink of, wish I had vodka for this one. Men. All right. I think I touched on like the fuckboy thing about like the dick pics. Did I talk about that? I don't know if I talked about that. Listen, your girl is semi-single, I guess, but I have had a man waste a year of my time and never date me. I have men send me dick pics but do nothing about it. I get people to propose to me. I mean, it's fake proposing, but it's like it never really, nothing comes of it. I think I'm a pretty damn good catch. I have a university degree. I have coached Team Canada. I'm an IFBB pro. I am independent. But for some reason, in 2020, men have no idea how to get a girl's proper attention, keep it, invest in her, make her feel special, reciprocate anything. Okay, I talked to someone for almost a year. Nothing was reciprocated. Okay, nothing. I don't understand. I went on Hinge. I met people I already knew. I met people that I went to university with. I met people from the gym. Hinge was a huge fail. Went on Tinder. Ugh. I don't understand. I have no idea. I am, however, I put this out there because it's real, talking to somebody who's younger than me and gives me so much freaking attention that I'm like, are you okay? No other man in the world does this. I'm very confused and ugh. But looking back at it at this very, very moment, I realize you have to go through the valleys to get to the mountains. And without the valleys, the mountains wouldn't be there. And everything happens in due time. And instead of questioning it, you have to look at the positives. And you have to enjoy it and be grateful for it while it's happening. Instead of questioning it, looking back at the past, wanting the past, embrace your future. It's hard being single. I never really had a problem with it until I realized what I actually wanted, if that makes sense. Before my previous relationships, I was like fine and happy being single, dandy. I had no ties to anything. But now I really look back and it's like I was happy because I had no idea what the fuck I wanted. I just was having fun. I was young and whatever. Now that I know exactly what the fuck I want, it's crazy that I invested so much time in these people who aren't giving me what I want or need or are incapable of it or are a boy that has not turned into a man or a man that has no idea how to love. And I was investing myself in hopes that they would wake up one day and be like, this is how I need to treat somebody. But you can't wait and teach someone how to treat you. They should know how to treat you. They should want to make you happy, and they should want for them to establish that they don't want you to be with anybody else. They don't want you to talk to anybody else. And if they aren't doing those things, they don't want to be with you. Hello, Alicia. Welcome to the awakening. Lord have mercy. And in the end, it doesn't even fucking matter. I've come to terms with, like, my mom's still not married or she's still single. If it's meant to be, it'll be. If it's not, Adonis? 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 No, you can't go in there. You can't do that. Sorry, guys. I do record my podcast with my dogs around, so mommy duties at the same time because I've got no dog sitter, and I can't leave them alone together because if Sammy has a seizure, it's not a good situation. Anyway, that was my rant about boys. I don't even know where I left off, but just some food for thought. Just something for you guys to think about and take in. And I hope you learned something from this podcast. Maybe it struck a chord with you. If it did, I'm so, so happy. And I'd love to hear your feedback. And I'd love to hear what hit home for you. You know, and if I can be relatable in any way, I'm a real person, guys. I'm not just a model on my Instagram feed. I am human. I go through it, over it, around it. I've got some stories that I've never even shared with anybody that honestly, like, oh my God, my life. If there's anybody who has lived a life, it's me, which is both good and bad. I have so many experiences, and that's why I just want to, part of why I do personal training and online training is because I want to take what I've learned and teach other people so they don't make the same mistakes that I did, you know? I want them to be better, be a better version of themselves, save them the heartache, the pain, the drama, the negativity, the self-shaming, the all the things that I've done. If I can get one person not to make those mistakes, then I have lived a fucking amazing life. And that's what I hope that you guys get from this podcast, The Train It Right Life, or something like that. But 26 minutes or so-ish of Alicia talking is far too much for the average person. So I'm going to shut this podcast down. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And I hope you guys have an amazing Canada Day, July 4th, week, whatever it is that you're celebrating. I hope that you have a great time. And I hope that you're safe. Stay away from Corona. Wash your hands. Wash your mouth out if you need to. And I will catch you guys for the next episode.
I didn't want to just be a bodybuilding champion. I wanted to be the best bodybuilder of all times. Dig deep down and ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. I'm talking about figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy. You have to think outside the box. That's what I believe. After all, what is the point of being on this earth if all you want to do is be liked by everyone and avoid trouble? I didn't want to just be a bodybuilding champion. I wanted to be the best bodybuilder of all times. Dig deep down and ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. I'm talking about figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy. You have to think outside the box. That's what I believe. After all, what is the point of being on this earth if all you want to do is be liked by everyone and avoid trouble? I didn't want to just be a bodybuilding champion. I wanted to be the best bodybuilder of all times. Dig deep down and ask yourselves, who